This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
There's craziness out there in the country today. Like Seattle, Washington is a great example. There's protesters who have literally taken over Seattle. They've taken over this section of Seattle, and the cops don't go in there, and they won't allow the cops in there. And it's craziness what's happening over there. Seattle has been an epicenter of Looney Tunes for quite a while now. I mean, it's been like the Antifa headquarters, and they had the World Bank there years ago. It was chaos there. And so they have this newly formed Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone is what they're having. It's an autonomous zone. And they say the police are not welcome there. Law enforcement's not welcome there, they say. They're looking to reopen a precinct in the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood that was shuttered during the ongoing George Floyd protests. And the assistant chief said Wednesday barriers were removed from the front of the precinct after it became a flashpoint between officers and protesters. So the police, under, of course, the leadership of the mayor and the governor, well, maybe not the governor. He may not know anything about it. I'll explain. They've decided to surrender and let the protesters take in. So the area has since been covered in murals, hosted its own town halls, and held a movie night for the documentary 13th, which explores the history of race and criminal justice in the United States. This is from WPTV.com. Police have largely remained scarce in the area, and in the several nights since, no major incidents have occurred as protests continue. Despite that, the president tweeted Wednesday night to criticize the governor and the mayor, saying they should take back the city, and if you don't do it, I will. Officers previously used tear gas after they were assaulted by protesters, and then, of course, that's a big no-no from the leaders out there, so they can't do it again. So they basically now have surrendered to this. What's amazing is the utter incompetence that goes on in that state. So first of all, Governor Jay Inslee, who I believe ran for president at one point on a climate change platform, if I'm not mistaken, and did very, 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 very well. Not really. That's actually not really true. He didn't really do very well. No, I don't even think people knew that he was running. No, but anyway, Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington, was asked about this. You know, governor, what's going on in Seattle? Like, I mean, like, did they take over your city? What's happening over there? This is, mind you, this has been national and even international news. This has been the kind of thing that everybody's been talking about. You think the governor of the state that has the city of Seattle might know something about it? Cut 10.
Governor, I'd like to ask you about what's going on in Seattle. There's this thing called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What's your thought on that? The fact that the protesters have taken that over and not allowing people to come and go freely? And then, regarding the National Guard.
Well, that's news to me, so I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that from any credible source. Not that you're not credible. It's just like, before I espouse an opinion, I should know of which I speak.
You don't know what's going on in the largest city in your state when they've taken over and they pushed the police out and they've declared an autonomous zone? You don't know that? Nobody's briefed you? But then again, the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, he's also a guy that his state just got duped by a Nigerian email. I'm not even kidding you when I tell you this. You remember those old scams you used to get? You know, hi, I'm trapped in Africa, or I'm trapped wherever, and I need money. Please send money. It's your old Aunt Flo, and I need money. Please help me. It was all those scams that went on years ago. I mean, you had that happen, and people would sometimes be duped, and then they would give money, you know? Please, hi, it's your old Aunt Flo, and I haven't talked to you in the longest time, but I really need your help. Please, please. There's this group in Nigeria, this group called Scattered. It's a Nigerian fraud ring. And they bilked Washington State's unemployment system. Yes, the Washington State unemployment system got taken for a ride by the same people that got your grandmother to give them money when they said that they were trapped in a foreign country. The exact same people. Earlier this spring, as Washington began to pay out enhanced unemployment benefits to tens of thousands of laid off and furloughed workers, a criminal organization halfway around the world spied an enormous opportunity. A Nigerian fraud ring dubbed Scattered Canary by security researchers would soon begin siphoning off the benefits, notably the extra $600 a week Congress had added to unemployment checks. Hiding behind a tsunami of legitimate claims and using personal information likely stolen in past consumer data breaches, the rings and other criminals filed thousands of bogus applications with Washington State's Employment Security Department. By the time the fraud was recognized, scammers had made off with hundreds of millions of dollars. This is from SeattleTimes.com. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Seattle was taken by Nigerian scammers. The same people that are trying to scam you right now in your Yahoo mail or your Gmail. The same people that are asking you for money or have an amazing opportunity for you. You just have to give them a little bit of money and they're guaranteeing you you're going to get like $17 million deposited to your bank today. You just have to pay for the wiring charge. So if you just give them your bank account number, all good. They're going to wire you $17 million today. And all right, no problem. Here's my information. Here you go. I'll wait patiently for my $17 million to be sent to you, Your Highness, from the Nigerian prince of something or other. But that's literally what happened in the state of Washington. So how this happens, I don't know exactly other than pure, utter stupidity. But, you know, if the guy doesn't even know what's happening in his own city that has been taken over by protesters, if he doesn't know that, it's pretty obvious he may not know that the state might need an upgrade on their virus software. I don't know. Hiding behind a tsunami of legitimate claims. Exactly how much was carted off by Scattered Canary as well as other bad actors hasn't been determined, but federal and state officials have pointed to sophisticated Nigerian cyber fraudsters as key players who exploited a once-in-a-generation opportunity. Abetted by a chaotic economic crisis and political pressure to swiftly pay out checks to distressed workers without the usual scrutiny. Since the start of the pandemic, the state has paid out nearly $3.8 billion in benefits. So the amazing opportunity that the Nigerian scammers saw is the same amazing opportunity that they'll give you if you just give them your bank account information. Because they have to transfer this money, you understand. And if you stand to profit here. You'll get like $9 million of the 17. I'll get the other half. It's all good. Don't worry about a thing. Just give us your routing number. Do it today. But you have to do it right now, okay? Or you have to do, I really need money. I'm lost and I can't get home. And because of COVID, I can't get home. So you got to wire me some money, all right? Here's my wiring information. I just need yours and we'll be all good, okay? The state of Washington got duped by Nigerian scammers. You cannot make this stuff up. So is it any surprise to you that the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, had no idea what the hell is going on in the city of Seattle, as all of these people have taken over an entire American city? Is anyone surprised by that? I'm not. Jay Inslee, man, imagine if that guy was president. All the money that he could have had scammed away by our country. It would have been so much more access for him. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. But you know what's interesting is that you've got the president now coming out there and saying things like, well, listen, if you don't get this under control, I will. Because the truth of the matter is, outside of Seattle, people don't want this nonsense going on. They don't want people taking over cities. They don't want this kind of craziness. And so the president's running on this law and order thing, and you've got, you know, it doesn't get much more lefty than Seattle. I mean, it's up there in the lefty hall of fame with San Francisco and Brooklyn and a couple other places around Philadelphia. And so Seattle allowing these people to take over, and then the president turning around saying, listen, if you don't end it, I will. All right? If you don't end it, I'm going to. Sends a real message right there to Americans who are outside of Seattle, who are not sitting there occupying basically an entire part of their city. And that message is, man, these Democrats are crazy. Why do they allow this crap to happen? Like, why do they allow this nuttiness to go on? I don't understand. The same people are talking about defunding the police or letting an entire American city be taken over by a bunch of crazy people. Like, why do they let this happen? And then people go on with their lives. I mean, they don't dwell on this stuff. They just go on with their lives. If you're not in Seattle, this doesn't affect you. And why would you be in Seattle, especially right now, right? But, you know, if you're like our buddy Richard, who lives in Washington State, who emailed me about this, I mean, he still can't believe that his state and his tax dollars were duped by Nigerian cyber scammers. And so for that reason, when you're outside of the picture of the city and you look around and you go, man, this is crazy. This is crazy right now. And that message is going to echo in November. Believe me, that message will echo in November when you've got people out there who are, without question, you know, looking for a choice that has to be made. And I always say the economy's front and center, first and foremost, no question about it. If the economy is in trouble, then, you know, we're going to be in trouble. But, you know, the idea that we're not going to have police, you ask people who live in poor neighborhoods how they feel about that. They're not jumping up and cheering. You know the people that are really cheering about the idea of getting rid of police? A lot of them are college-educated white kids, to be honest with you. They're the ones who are doing a lot of this stuff. And it's fine for them to say all this because they come from neighborhoods that had police departments and they're fine with it. I mean, they're okay. You know, they went to Ivy League schools. They went to very good schools. They've got degrees. And now it's cool to protest and join in the defund police movements. But they don't really think about the, you know, elderly grandmother who lives in Kensington who really doesn't want to be able to, you know, she'd like to have peace in her community. She doesn't want the neighborhood overrun by drug dealers and other bad people. They don't think about her because they don't really care. This is a political movement. It's a political movement. The defund police thing, get rid of the police. And you see now a number of national Democrats are coming out and going, all right, this, like, enough with this craziness. They just, you know, put this craziness back in the tube, but the toothpaste is all over the counter now. You know what I mean? And people are seeing this. So come November, there's a choice to be made. And I'm sorry, but if you think that this idea of getting rid of police is going to be a winner with the African-American community in cities, I think you're sadly mistaken. I think you watch too much news. I don't think people that live in neighborhoods that have challenges with regards to crime want to get rid of cops. I mean, they'd like the cops to be responsible, obviously. They don't want the cops abusing their citizens. They don't want the cops killing people. They don't want the cops beating people up. But they also don't want them disbanded either. You know what I mean? And so it's like the extreme of going all the way to the extreme of that, of saying, well, instead of us trying to deal with the abuses that may exist in various police departments across the country, why don't we just get rid of them? That's not a selling point for people that are people in cities that have crime challenges and people that are outside of the cities as they look at that stuff. And, you know, you'd think to yourself, does the governor of Washington really not know what's going on in Seattle when it's been all over the news and the pictures of them taking over and the pictures of them fighting the police and the fences that they've put up? And does he really not know what's going on there? And then you think about the money that was just taken in this scam and you go, well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. These people have no clue. They have no clue how to run a state. They have no clue how to run a government. And so right now it's an opportunity for people to basically take over. And that's not the only place you're seeing it. You're seeing it in a lot of different places. And a lot of these Democrat officials don't know how to react. They're so terrified of their base. They're so terrified of the crazies in their base. You know, they're so terrified of people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who she now runs the Democrat Party for all intents and purposes. I mean, she's the it girl. She's the new girl in the generation. And, you know, AOC, I mean, she's, look, she was on with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. But you want to talk about a different time in America, right? So when Bill Clinton ran for president, he actually ran in a platform of putting 100,000 new police officers on the streets in America. That's right. 100,000 of them. Now we're talking about a Democrat party that wants to disband the police. All right. So that's the difference in terms of how far things have gone. And it's funny, too, as I was watching Stephanopoulos interview AOC, and the first question out of his mouth is, I mean, don't you think more cops leads to less crime? Because that's exactly what Clinton ran on in 1992. It's exactly what he ran on. More cops. We're going to have more cops out there. 100,000 of them. Incidentally, when those federal funds dried up, it was a tough choice for states that had hired cops with that money. Do we keep those cops? Do we lay them off? Do we find a way to pay for them? It was a mess years down the road. But in 1992, when Clinton ran on that, it sounded great. You know, the people were looking at riots. They were looking at violence, gang violence. They thought, all right, that's the answer. Look at this. More cops on the streets. Now, to show you how far the left, the Democrat Party, has gone, now it's get all cops off the streets. That's how far they've gone. They've gone from 100,000 more cops on the streets to no cops on the streets. That's a 180-degree change in how many years, right? So this is what I mean in terms of when you think about moderate voters, when you think about independent voters, They may despise Trump. They may hate Trump. They may hate his tweets. They may blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, do they want these crazies to take over? Do they really want them to take over? 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210 is the number. It's the Zioli Show on a Thursday. So glad you're here. Have you been taken by a Nigerian cyber scam? If you have not, I have no advice for you. But if you have, call the state of Washington and get some tips on how you can avoid it. That would be a big help. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.